people saw how beautiful it was.
It's business as usual for Capital Tour Guides. This group is learning about the materials used in the construction of the building. But it's inside the dome where the big issues will be debated, affecting Texans from El Paso to El Campo and Gainesville to Brownsville.
The mood has changed. Absolutely, you can just feel it. It's just different than it was 2 years ago. Now they're sort of like, well, we got work to do. Let's live and let live, and let's do the best we can.
Political expert Bill Miller says the session could be totally different than it was in 2011. He doesn't see sanctuary cities and voter ID making a return, but he does think school vouchers to allow families to pick the best private school option will gain a lot of attention, but not a lot of popularity.
I think if you said, well, you can pick your public school, then I think you might have something that you could work with. But if you say, you can go to any private school you want. One, they can't accommodate you, and two, it's impractical.
And drones. Yes, drones. Miller says that one will be a surprise. He says drone regulation bills are popping up across the country, so Texas may try to legislate unmanned aerial vehicles that can take video and audio because of the privacy issues involved.
Right now, if you have $250, you can buy a drone and you can pretty much do whatever you want with it.
Well, about 50 miles northwest of Austin in Vernon.
It's a tour of the newest legislative priorities, and the journey has only begun. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.